Odette Vidal de Oliveira was born on September 15, 1930, in the city of Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Her parents were Augusto Ferreira Cardoso and Alice Vidal, who were Portuguese immigrants from the Porto region. Her father died from tuberculosis before her birth, and her mother remarried a wealthy merchant named Francisco Oliveira, who then raised Odette as his own child. Her parents were deeply religious and, above all, great charity towards those in need. The girl from the earliest age learned from her parents to recite her prayers and to have a tender devotion to Our Lady and a great love for the Holy Mass. She began to attend catechism at the College of the Immaculate Conception, and this is where she began to excel in her learning about God, that she began to teach others, becoming a little catechist for her classmates. Now, Odette received the First Communion on August 15, 1937. Upon entering the church for First Communion, her mother asked her what she would like to ask Jesus, and the girl replied, "Mom, if Jesus appeared to me, I would give him a little kiss with everything, my heart, and I would say to him, 'Jesus, I love you.'" Despite her tender age, her heart burned with a great love for Jesus. When Odette passed in front of the crucifix, she said, "Here I am, my good Jesus." And then instead of saying, "They have pierced my hands and my feet," she would say, "Pierce my hands and my feet." She wanted to be a little Saint Francis of Assisi, participating in the wounds of the Lord. She also thought that Saint Joseph did not receive enough honor for his support of Mary and Jesus. Although she had a privileged upbringing, the girl showed a special concern for the poor, visiting orphanages with her mother and asking household staff to give to the poor and needy. Now, from the time she was four, she purportedly had intimate dialogues with her Lord. Odette's love and charity extended to everyone without exception. For the Christmas party, she asked the parents that all of the employees of the house sit with them at the same table and eat together. She nurtured a particular love for a girl who was an orphan. Whenever she received a gift, she would share it with her. You see, Odette had always shown profound charity to the poor and the search for holiness in an impressive and extraordinary way for such a young child. Her mother would make her fetch water on Saturdays for the poor at Odette's request. Odette would wear her apron and serve everyone happily. Such great love this little one had for the needy. It was her very love for the poor that inspired her parents, who then participated in social work, making them great apostles of charity throughout their lives. In the first days of October 1939, Odette was the victim of a strong fever, which lasted for 49 days. It was the beginning of her martyrdom. She became ill with a viral form of typhoid fever. All the remedies were used, but the fever was always high. But she showed heroic patience during the illness, never having shed a tear. What a brave little girl. For many days, she did not speak, and when she started to, her first words were, "Now, Mom, we are going to Calvary." The girl frequently spoke of an upcoming great feast of the Virgin, and for the occasion, it was necessary to prepare a special dress for her. She said, "Our Lady is in the garden and is waiting for me for the great feast on Saturday. Prepare my white dress." At dawn on Saturday, November 25th, 1939, Odette, unable to speak, implied by gestures that she wanted to receive Holy Communion, and the priest who was present told her with tears in his eyes that she could not do communion because she could not swallow, but she insisted by moving her tongue. The priest immediately gave her communion with a small fragment that she could take, thus receiving the Viaticum. Before dying, she said, "My Jesus, I love you, and I want to love you for all eternity. My Jesus, my love, my life, my everything, take me to heaven." She died at the age of 9, shortly after receiving communion, and after her death, her parents devoted themselves to good works that were inspired by Odette's love for the poor. Venerable Odette Oliveira's life teaches us about the beauty of humility. Like Saint Elizabeth of Hungary, she was raised in riches, but instead of raising her head high, she bowed it towards the poor and needy. And it was this very humility that not only brought her parents closer to serving God, but will continue to bring souls closer to God. At the end of the day, a simple act of true love creates an endless ripple. Venerable Odette Oliveira, pray for us.